Torahway, Northwest London, Thursday, fourth day of Chol HaMoed Sukkos, 5th of October. Harav Aharon Basus Shlita, the power of Shmini Atzeres. This week's shiurim have been sponsored by Family Moss, Lil Nishmas, our friend and participant, Rabbi Yossel Moss, Yosef Ben Rav Avrom, Zichrono Livracha, on his 14th yahrzeit.
Speaking about Shmini Atzeret, at the same time, I can't pass over just without saying one small vort tonight's Hoshana Rabbah, on the power of Hoshana Rabbah. Because we all know that when they made the Luach about 1500 years ago, the Luach that we're still using now, they made that certain days, certain Yom Tovim cannot fall on certain days. The most famous one is Lo Adu Rosh. Rosh Hashanah cannot fall on a Sunday, a Wednesday, and a Friday. First day Rosh Hashanah. Never. Why? So Wednesday and Friday is very simple. If it falls on Wednesday, Yom Kippur will fall on Friday. Kind of 2 days Shabbos, one after the other. If it falls on Friday, Yom Kippur will be on Sunday. Again, 2 days Shabbos. But why can't Rosh Hashanah not fall on a Sunday? What's wrong? It falls on Sunday. Yom Kippur will be on Tuesday. So what's this? Because of Hoshana Rabbah. You know that? Because of Hoshana Rabbah. If Rosh Hashanah falls on Sunday, Hoshana Rabbah will be on Shabbos. As was. Why can Hoshana Rabbah not fall on Shabbos? Why, when they made the Luach, they made it in a way that Hoshana Rabbah can never ever fall on Shabbos? Why? So Reb Kech says, because on Hoshana Rabbah, Klal Yisrael boichim umitchananim Lashem, velo yitochen b'Shabbos. It's not a fitting day on Shabbos, a day of tefillah, of bechir, of tachanunim. Yes. You cannot do that on Shabbos.
Yom Kippur, yes.
Yom Kippur, yes. That's the etzma yom hazeh. That's the Yom Kippur. That's what Yom Kippur is all about. Hoshana Rabbah, yeah. They made the luach in a way that can never fall on Shabbos, in order that we should be able to boichim and mischanan properly. So it's a gewaltige Sach, when you think about it, yeah, they weren't worried Rosh Hashanah falling on Shabbos, we don't blow shofar, nish gefährlich. They weren't worried the Sukkot falling on Shabbos, we don't shake Abba Minim Doraisa, nish gefährlich. But Hoshana Rabbah should fall on Shabbos, and we won't be able to daven properly, yeah, that's a gefährliche Sach. For that, they changed the whole Luach. They made that Hoshana Rabbah can never fall on Shabbos. Just give us an idea of the chashivas of this night and the day. I always mention the Olam, you know, because the Olam think sometimes, you know, I'm going to stay up quite late at night in Hoshana Rabbah. Our custom we stay up the whole night, but even if you don't stay up the whole night, you stay up a good part of the night. So you know, we start, let's say, the tikkun at 10 o'clock, whatever chveis, yeah. So before 10 o'clock, I'll put sleep and have a bit of a rest in order to have the koiches to stay up a little bit late, yeah. And make a mistake. It's already Hoshana Rabbah. It's like you're sleeping on Hoshana Rabbah. Hoshana Rabbah starts with Maariv at 7:15. That's when Hoshana Rabbah starts. Yeah, if you want to have a rest today. In the daytime. But not, it's like sleeping in Yom Kippur. I want to have a rest before Mincha, so I sleep before Yom Kippur. So, just a machshava, just to know what's in front of us. Okay, Shmini Atzeret. Let's read the Pasuk. We read it 2 days already. Yom Aleph and Yom Beis of Sukkos, we read the same Kriyas HaTorah, Shoreh Chesef. And there the Pasuk speaks about Shmini Atzeres. What does the Pasuk say? Shivas Yom Takrivu Ish El Hashem. 7 days bring a korban to Hashem. Bayom HaShmini Mikra Kodesh Elachem. The 8th day is a special day, the Mikra Kodesh. Bikraftim Ish El Hashem, you bring a special korban, Atzeres Hi. It is Atzeres. The Pasuk calls it Atzeres. Yeah? You call it Shmini Atzeres. You don't call it anymore Sukkos. When it comes, yeah, Shmini Atzeres, you say, Bayom Shmini Atzeres Hazen. Yeah? Svatmi say, Bayom Shmini Chag Atzeres Hazen. It's Chag Atzeres. It's a Yom Tzav called Atzeres. That's the title of the Yom Tzav, Atzeres. What does it mean, Atzeres? What's the word mean, Atzeres? What's that mean? So Rashi says, Atzeres min Hashon Atzor. You go to Eretz Yisrael, you see signposts, Atzor. What does that mean? Stop. Atzeres means to stop. That's what Rashi learned. Atzarti eschem esli. I'm keeping you longer with me. I'm stopping you over with me. And Rashi brings a moshel. Kemelech shezimen esbonav lesuda. A king who invited his sons to come to a suda. Lekach vekach yomim. For a few days. The suda lasted a few days. Kemen shegiyah zmanam lipoter. Came the end of the time when the suda was supposed to finish. Zmanam lipoter. They're all supposed to go home now. Amar banai. The king said to his sons, my children, please stay with me one more day. It's very hard for me to part from you. I want you to stay one more day. That's what Rashi says. That is Shmini Atzeres. Shmini Atzeres, really, it's all over. It's all over. The Yemei Avoida is all finished. But Hashem says, Atzor, please stay one more day. So, I had a kasha on this. I'll tell you what my kasha is. Maybe you can give me an answer. When is the Suda finish? When is the Yomim, when the Heiligatay, when do they finish? Chazal say, Dishu Hashem b'imotzo. What is b'imotzo? Seek HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs to be found. When is HaKadosh Baruch Hu found? Eid HaSol Yomim, Shebein, Lashon Al Yom HaKippurim. When it comes in the Il Yom Kippur, we say Hashem Elokim seven times. Why do you say Hashem Elokim seven times? We're melaved the Rebbein Shalem Kaviyochel back to the seventh heaven. Yeah? So it's finished. That is the Ne'ilah. That is the Ne'ilah. We're finished. So what's the Nachamal? Another Suda, another thing. What's another? What's going on over here? How many times is it be finishing? You have to understand, there's two siyumim over here. There's two siyumim. There's one siyum after 40 days, and that's another siyum after 51 days. It's two separate siyumim. Everyone knows, Ani ledoidi vedoidi li, yeah? Sofe Tevis, the Matei Ephraim says, Sofe Tevis, Yud, 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 Arbaim. End of Arboim Yom, that's a Siyum. That is Yom Kippur, that's Ne'ilah, that's a Siyum of the Arboim Yom, Ani Ledoidi Vidoidi Li. But then there's another Siyum, Shebeni Shchai brings down at the beginning, Pashat V'Zoyis HaBrocha, and he says that Hoshana Rabba, who see him nun alef yoim, she nosnu li yisol bechesed el yoim. Hashem gave us 51 days, which is lamed of Elul from the first day of Rosh Chodesh. Even the 40 days starts with the first day of Rosh Chodesh Elul, by the way. Yeah? It's not yet Elul yet, it's still off, but it's already alef to Rosh Chodesh Elul, that's the first day of the 40 days. That's when Yeshiva Velt, the yeshivas all start first day Rosh Chodesh and Elul, and start second day Rosh Chodesh all the other months. Because the first day Rosh Chodesh Elul, that's the first of the 40 days. And it ends on Yom Kippur. But then, you have Chof Aleph of Tishri. You got 30 days of Elul to Rosh Hashanah, and then you got Chof Aleph of Tishri, another 21. And that ends with Hoshana Rabbah. That's 51 days in total. Remez ledova, ein no el eloshen bakosha. 51 is no, nun aleph. Ein no, the Gemara says, el eloshen bakosha is eloshen bakosha. It's all the Ben Shchai says this. These are the 51 days, shenosnu nun aleph yom letzoich habakosha v'atachnunim. Hoysha no. 51 days. Of tfilis. Of kabbalas, the tfilis of Am Yisrael. It's 51 days. So what's the pshat? Is it 40 days? Or is it 51 days? What's going on? So the pshat is, when we said the pasuk, Dishra Hashem b'motza, we didn't finish the pasuk. What does the pasuk end? Dishra Hashem b'motza, kera'uhu b'yosa karev. There's two stages in the Rebbeinu Shel Olam's kurva to Am Yisrael. There's a stage of Dishra Hashem b'motza, when he's there, he's mounted in front of us, it's like you're speaking Kedav Ishel Re'ehu. That's Asor Yomim. That's only 10 days, that's from Rosh Hashanah till Nida. That's Asor Yomim. When it comes to Nida, we finish that stage. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam is no longer in front of us. He's no longer behemotso. But there's another stage, Kera'uhu b'yoyse korof. He's still close. Call on Hashem when he's still close to us. When is Hashem close to us? The whole 51 days. That's the whole mile of Chodesh Elul. What's Chodesh Elul? It's not yet the 10 days. It's not yet the Asar Yomim. It's Kira'u B'yosa Korav. The Rebbeinu has started coming closer to us. It's the days of Kurva. He's not there yet. He hasn't arrived there yet, but he's close. And that Kurva is from Rosh Chodesh Elul till Rosh Hashanah. And then after Yom Kippur till the end of Hoshana Rabbah. When Hashem goes away in Yom Kippur, he doesn't go away, bye-bye. It's not final bye-bye. He's just going a little bit distant. But it's still Kuru'u b'yoyse korav. It's still days of Kurva. It's still days of Kuru'u when we can still call on the Rebbeinu because he's closer to us than the rest of the year. When's that end? Hoshana Rabbah. Finish Hoshana Rabbah, it's ended. That's finished. Hoshana, 51 days that Kazbocha gave. So it's two siyumim. The first siyum is the siyum of Dishra Hashem b'motzoi. That's Nida. That's Hashem Elokim. The second siyum is the end of Hoshana Rabbah. But the Rebbeinu Shem said, but stay one more day. It's finished. It's all over. The avoid is all finished. Please stay one more day. One more day. Just, there's no avoid anymore. There's no tfilis. There's no lulav, there's no esrog, there's no sukkah, there's nothing. Just, I want to be with you one more day. That's Shemini Atzeres. Ikvei lai, kosher lai pidaschem. It's just me and you, just Hashem with Klal Yisroel. I want to be close with you one more day. I don't want to part from you. You've done all your avodah, yes. Really, you should go. I said, higia zmanam lipoter. You should go now. Stay with me one more day. Just me and you, let's enjoy together. Just let's be together. So the Rebbeinu Shel Olam was mamshich that kurva of one more day.
What happens on the next day? The same story. When after that day is finished, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam said, why shouldn't you have to stay yet another day and another day? What does the one day do more than that?
The Bishop gave us one day. Why he gave us only one day, not 2 days, 3 days, I can't answer.
Yeah?
The Bishop gave us one more day. But Baruch Hashem, he gave us that one extra day. We should be thankful. Really, we should go. It's finished. But Hashem said, I want to give you one more day. So that Shemini says is that one day. So what does that one day do? What is the segulas of this one day? So, let's give a mashal. Yeah? Your children came now ben hazmanim. Right? They've been with you for a shtickle tzeit. Now it's come the time to go back. Yeah? When is the biggest kurva? They've been with you already 2 weeks. When is the biggest kurva? When you take them to the airport. When you take them to the station. It's the biggest kurva. Mothers cry when they take the children to the airport. What's that? What's this? What's the shame? The child had been already 2 weeks in the house. Now, she wasn't crying 2 weeks. What's the shame yet? Because the time of the prayer is the biggest kurva. When you say bye-bye, that's the closest time of the whole time. The closest you can get to someone when you come visiting, the closest you can get is when you say bye-bye. Yes. we can understand a little bit what's going on. We've been close to the Ribbono Shel Olam, not 40 days, 51 days, we said. 51 days of kurva, yeah? It's not always the same level of kurva. There's a level of Beimotz and a level of korov. But it's a kurva. We've been close to Ribbono Shel Olam 51 days. And now we're coming, the day, Shemini Atzeres says, the day when we're saying bye-bye. Is the day of the greatest kurva of the whole 51 days. More than any other day. Is the greatest ahava and kurva of Klal Yisrael and Ribbono Shel Olam. Because it's the time of the Preda. It's a time when the emotions are very, very high. The love is very strong. And that is Shemini Atzeres. That's why Shemini says, "Bayom Harishon Shabbaton, Bayom Hashmini Shabbaton." The Yom Tov is not like on Pesach, the first day and the seventh day. It's the first day and the eighth day. The Maral said, the seven is Kedusha in Teva. Eight is Kedusha Lemala min HaTeva. Where do we have eight? Where do we have the number eight? Bismillah. Bismillah is higher than anything else. It's Lemala min Derech HaTeva. The eighth day, Shemini, that's why we call the Yom Tov, Shemini. We have to be madgish, is Shemini. Do you realize what that means, Shemini? Shemini means that it's the Kedushas, Lemala Mederech HaTeva. It's the closest we can ever come to Ribbono Shel Olam on that day. Shemini. So how do we embrace the Ribbono Shel Olam? How do we embrace the Ribbono Shel Olam? What is the closest we can come to the Ribbono Shel Olam? The Torah. That's the only way. The Torah. Yeah? Kodesh Baruch Hu, Oraisa B'Yisrael, Chad Hu. The closest we can come to embracing the Ribbono Shel Olam, Kav Yochel, is by embracing the Torah. So the Simchas HaTorah has to be on Shemini Atzeres. Because that is our embrace of the Ribbono Shel Olam. When we are holding the Sefer Torah in our hands, yeah, we are Sameach with the Ribbono Shel Olam. And that's why Simchas HaTorah has always to be on Shemini Atzeres. In Eretz Yisrael, yeah, Shemini Atzeres, that's Simchas Torah. It's the same day. Yeah? In Chutz La'aretz, because Sveikah the Yoma, so we make it the next day, the Simchas Torah, because that is the Preda. In Chutz La'aretz, we don't say Baba on the eighth day, we say Baba on the ninth day. So that is for us the greatest day of the Simcha, because that is the Shas HaPreda. So for us, that is the Simchas Torah. So we have 2 days, so to speak. Shemini Atzeres and Simchas Torah. But the Simchas HaTorah is on the time of the Preda, when we're saying Baba, in time when we're cuddling the Ribbono Shel Olam. So let me show you something very interesting. Yeah? We have in Eretz Yisrael 1 day Yom Tov. In Chutz La'aretz we have 2 days Yom Tov. Let's take Pesach. Kriyas HaTorah on Shvi'i Shel Pesach. Is it the same in Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz? Is it the same?
Probably, yes.
Yes. They both read Shiras Hayom. Shvi'i Shel Pesach is the same. The extra day that we have in Chutz La'aretz, we read Kol HaBechor. In Eretz Yisrael, they never ever read Kol HaBechor. Never. That's one kriya we have extra, they don't have. But we read it on Shemini, because that's the extra day. But the, whatever we can keep the same as in Eretz Yisrael, we keep the same. Let's take Shavuos. First day Shavuos, is it the same kriya of Torah? Matan Torah is the same. The extra day we have in Chutz La'aretz, what do we read? Kol HaBechor, the extra kriya. Come Shemini Atzeres. Yeah? What do they read in the Eretz Yisrael on Shemini Atzeres? Zos HaBracha. And what do we read over here? Why do we do that? Why do we do this? Why can't we read also the Zos HaBracha the same in an Eretz Yisrael? Ribbono Shel Olam. Why are we making this shinui? Let's read the Zos HaBracha on Shemini, like in Eretz Yisrael. And Chi, we should read Kol HaBechor, like all the other Yom Tovim. Why is it different? The answer is, B'zois HaBracha, we read because it's the siyum of the Sefer Torah. We want to be Messiah the Sefer Torah on Simchas Torah. Because we want, that's part of the Simcha. We want to be Mesamech with the Ribbono Shel Olam. We said, we dance with the Sefer Torahs. We want to be Mesayim the Sefer Torah. We want to rejoice with the Ribbono Shel Olam, which is rejoicing with the Torah on Simchas Torah. So we want to be Mesayim that on Shemini Atzeres. That is the time we want to rejoice with Hashem. Nachon? But in Chutz La'aretz, when is the day of rejoicing? The day of rejoicing, not the 8th day, it's the 9th day. So that's the day we have to have Simchas Torah. That's the day we have to have Vizoy Sabrocha. That's the day we have to be Messiah the Sefer Torah. In the same way as we dance on the 9th day, so we Messiah also the Sefer Torah on the 9th day. We cannot be Messiah on the 8th day. Because then the 8th day becomes the day of Preda. But us, the 8th day is not the day of a Preda. I tell you even more than this. Listen to this. We are noyeg to be Messiahim, the Sefer Torah, once a year. But it's brought down, B'nei Eretz Yisrael, they used to be Messiahim, the Sefer Torah, once every 3 years. Yeah? So tell me something. When we are Messiahim once every year, and we finish it on Simchas Torah. They Messiahim every 3 years. So what, they only have Simchas Torah once every 3 years? No. Yeah? Simchas Torah is every year. So what would they read on their Simchas Torah? It wasn't the same for them. What they read? It's brought down, they read also Vizoy Sabrocha. Why did they read Vizoy Sabrocha? Because Vizoy Sabrocha is not just the same. We don't read it just for the same. It's because it's Minyan de Yoma as well. What's the Minyan de Yoma? Because it's the day of Brocha. Vizoy Sabrocha Sheberach Moshe Isha Elekims B'nei Yisrael. We read all the barachas in the Torah, which Moshe Rabbeinu, the Heilige Moshe Rabbeinu, which he gave just before he was Nifta to Klal Yisrael, we read it on that day. Because you have to know, Shemini Atzeres is the day of the Gresta Baracha. Kaviyochel, the Ribbono Shel Olam, is saying bye-bye to us. And when a Tata says bye-bye to his children, he's giving them all the barachas at that time. So Vizoy Sabracha is not just a seum of the Sefer Torah. Because in the B'nai Esau, they were not Messiah the Sefer Torah. But it's the Parsha, which is Minyan de Yoma. Because it's the day of Bracha. It's the day of Kabbalah's Brachas. So now I want to just bring a few Lashon of Zoya and Chazalim. The Zoya HaKadosh in Parshas Emor says a Zal Lashon about Shemini Atzeres. Ubahu Chedvasa. With that rejoicing, with that Simcha, Chedvasa is Chedvah Simcha. Lo Mishtacha B'malka Ele Yisrol B'lchadoi. The only one together with the Bajim is Klal Yisrol. The Bajim has got no one else in mind, only Klal Yisrol. The day of the... Can you imagine the Tata saying bye-bye to his children? On that day, yeah, he's not oisik in anything else. He doesn't want to know about business, he doesn't want to know about this one, that one, he doesn't want to know about nothing. He's only concentrating on his children. Uman de Yosef in Malka, and a person is sitting with the king, and the king is saying bye-bye to him, call the boy Shoyl V'yodle. Whatever you want to ask, he will give you. Call Man de Shoyl. Can imagine a child leaving to yeshiva after 2 weeks, come to the airport, Tati, I need another $100. He won't give him the money? Sure, won't give him the money. Why? Because the Shas Preda, it's an Ace Rotson. The Moedle called Chai, Chaim Palachi, writes the following. Simon Kafhe Ois Aleph. Ein bechol elu hayomim. At all these 51 days, there's no day shehu yom rotzen l'Hashem, which is a day of acceptance to Hashem. Lishmoy Hashem tefilosoy bechol ma deboi kayom hazeh. Out of all the days, can you imagine what we've been through? Let's recap in case we've forgotten. We've been through the whole Chodesh Elul, been through Rosh Hashanah, been through Aseret Meshuvah, been through Yom Kippur, we've been through the Yomim Ben Yom Kippur and Sukkot. We've been through the first days of Sukkot, been through Chol HaMoed, Hashanah Rabbah. No, these are Yemei Rotzah. No, Reb Chaim Berlach says, "Ein bechol elu hayomim yom rotzen l'Hashem l'shma Hashem tefilosu bechol ma deboy kayom hazeh." This day, Simchas Torah, Shemini Atzeres, yeah, in Eretz Yisrael, Shemini Atzeres is the same, but for us, it means the last day, Simchas Torah. V'im kein, therefore, I'm reading, I'm still carrying on with Chaim Palachi, im kein, min haroi hu li yoyz, kol hayoyim is boided im koin lilmoy batoira, v'la toir, v'lrat sois lifnei Hashem, shishma tfilosu v'yase bakashosoi, v'zeh boru. He said, what is Simchas Torah? Simchas Torah, yeah, we dance with the Torah, but apart from dancing with the Torah, what else do you do on Simchas Torah? Go to sleep because you're too tired out. No. What do you do before you start dancing? What do you do before Shachris and Simchas Torah? What do you do before Shachris? Miss Boy didn't coin Lil Moid by Torah, the Latzo is Lifnei Hashem. And to damn to the bunch of them, they should hear his tefillahs and he will answer all our tefillahs. We have a custom, Svadim, we have a custom, certainly, that Ne'ila, we leave the Oron HaKodesh Pasuach, the whole tefillah, to show that that's an Eis Rotzen Shai Shemaim Suhu. We also have a custom, Simchas Torah, the whole day the Sharim are open, to show the whole day of Simchas Torah is like Ne'ila Yom Kippur. It's such an Eis Rotzen. The Shai Shemaim Suhim. Not when we're not davening. Only during Bizman HaTfilah. It's brought down that person should daven for his children on this day. Children should be Erech Yidden. And we know that the Simcha of Simchas HaTorah, if a person dances properly in Simchas HaTorah and he davens in Simchas HaTorah, then Batuach Shelo Yifsok HaTorah Mizaroi. Because we are Sameach with this Kurva of the Rebbein Shalom, which is the Kurva of Torah. And it says in Tehillim, Nachalti Eidosecha Le'olam Kisesoin Libi Hema. How can we zoicha to Torah should be a nachla, a guaranteed inheritance? Kisisoin libihema. If we rejoice with the Torah, then it becomes for us a nachla. So we have such a great opportunity, Simchas Torah, in Chutz La'aretz and Eretz Yisrael Shemini Atzeres, to know it's a gewaltige tog. What is the speciality of this day? Because the Shas are prayed that we're saying bye-bye to the bunch, we're embracing the bunch, we're hugging the Sefer Torah. We're dancing with the Sefer Torah, we're showing our love for the bunch, and the bunch shows Kaviyoch his love for us, and whatever we ask him on this day, he will give us. Yotzam Bez Hashem, we should all be zoichet, mechavan Hashem Shemaim, to daven tfilis, the tzuyas, and we should all be zoichet, kabos at tfilis, and a richtige simcha, and simcha satoira. Amen, kein yehir.